12 tonight in the Word of God. Verse number 15. The Pharisees had went out and sought to destroy Jesus. He just healed a withered hand on the Sabbath day. When Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and a great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. Charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul was well pleased. Put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust." Hallelujah. I'm glad that's in there, aren't you? That's me. "In his name shall the Gentiles trust." Amen. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4 and verse number 14. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4 and verse 14. Amen. Let's read what the Word of God. "Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. There went out a fame of him through all the region round about. He taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." Brother Raymond didn't have the idea what God laid upon my heart tonight when he got to testifying. The Bible said there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. I want y'all to picture this. Jesus, the very Son of God, and he's unrolling this scroll. More than likely that's what it was, said the book, but it was a scroll, as they did not have the binding technology. But Brother Raymond, he got that scroll, and you tighten one side up and loosen the other side, and he rolled through that place. And here's Jesus standing in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he opened the book, and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Oh, hear him reading it. Can you hear him? "To preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book. He rolled the scroll back up. He gave it again to the minister, and he sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began to say unto them as they stared at him, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" Lord, help me to preach tonight, God. Anoint ears to hear and hearts to receive. God, would you stand by me for just a little while as I endeavor to preach your word, God. And thank you for the altar call we've already had tonight, God. And bless us once again around these altars. Bless my people, God, tonight. May I give them manna from heaven in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. I don't know why, but God began to deal with my heart this morning and last night about this service tonight, and I begged him just to let the Holy Ghost just take over. And preacher, brother, you don't ever have to be ashamed. You know when God's in it, you can go with it. We're not worried about anybody here just getting up and rambling on. You're not going to do that. You feel the Spirit of God, you go with it. God gets in it, brethren. We believe in letting God have his way here. But I felt him touching my heart to dig back in the old archives to a message God gave me when I was just a teenage preacher. God gave me this message when I was just a teenage boy. And every so often, every couple years, I'll just be going along when he'll bring it to my heart. And every now and then on the road, I've got it out. And God spoke to my heart and said, "Get that message out and preach it." And he began to deal with my heart last night. And I thought about when I was a young teenage preacher, I was going somewhere to preach, and God gave me this message. And I was a boy, I read a little book. And as I read this book, it was called The Fix-It Man, Brother Raymond. And as I read this little kid's book, I'll never forget reading through that pages, and I turned to the first page, and there it told about a man that could fix anything. It told about a man that could fix clocks and watches, and he could fix plumbing leaks, he could fix electrical problems, he could fix broken cars. I mean, it just told about how they, Mr. So-and-so brought him a car, and he fixed it, and this one brought the Fix-It Man. And on the sign there on the front of his building, he had a little sign there on the window, and there on that window he had a sign, "We fix anything." And he had on there, "Except broken hearts." And there on that sign he had a picture of a heart, and through that heart was a crack that went all the way down through that heart. "We fix anything except broken hearts." And one day a little girl walked into his office, and she was carrying a baby doll. And I mean, that baby doll had been run over by the lawnmower, it looked like. I mean, it was just, Sister Annette, there wasn't much left, just a piece of a rag and a little piece of an ear here or there. And she come in there crying, Brother Raymond. She held it up to the Fix-It Man. And he looked down at her and he said, he was going to say, "You just better get another baby doll," is what he was going to tell her. She looked up at him, Brother Ryan, and those big old tears run down the side of her face. And she said, "This was my favorite baby doll." "Oh, I see you looking at me now." Amen, Brother Shane, he looked down at her and he was going to tell her, amen, about like little Natalie looking up in them big eyes. And he said, "I don't know." And about that time she said, "Please, you got to fix it. You said you can fix anything." So she brought that baby. He said, "All right, I'll just leave it here with me." So basically, Brother Shane, while the little girl was gone a few days, he basically just built her a new one, a new arm here, and carved a new leg over here, and he put that thing back together. Hey, man, he painted some new eyes on it, and that little girl come walking back in there. That man smiled, and he handed her that baby doll. Man, her face just lit up, and she said, "Sir, I don't have no money. I can't pay you." He said, "Oh, you don't have to pay me nothing." That smile and those tears that are dried up is all I need. She said, "But I need you to do one thing more for me." That little girl said, "I need you to change that sign on that window out there." She said, "Because when I come here," she said, "my heart was broken." And she said, "I just want you to know that not only did you fix my baby doll, but you fixed my broken heart." And so he went out to Aunt Carlene and he got him a big, he got the painting and he painted him a big old band-aid across that heart. And he scratched out that word, "Except." "We fixed anything except broken hearts." And he scratched out that word, "Except," and above it, Brother Raymond, he painted these words, "Even broken hearts." Hallelujah. I feel like preaching for a few minutes tonight, but Lord, stand by me. A message God gave me as a teenage boy that he can still fix anything, even a broken heart. I said he can still fix anything, even a broken heart. Sister Rhonda, I've seen this man. I've seen this Jesus coming to the synagogue, and he picks up the word of God. Amen. They've heard people read the scriptures. It's not a custom that they're not used to. But as he begins to read, amen, my God, Brother Raymond, as he begins to read, they begin to feel the presence of God. As he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach a gospel unto the poor." Oh, come on here now. Amen. I can't even see. Amen. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And you know what I heard him say when he went away? He said, "Greater things than these shall you do." And I want to tell you, if there was a day when Jesus walked on this earth, and everywhere he went, you did not find him sitting amongst the rich and the famous, but you found him down on Skid Row, so to speak, and he was a healing broken heart, and a touching broken life, and mending broken dreams. Why would you like to see God in these last days heal broken hearts? I feel like as people, not a person, not two people, but there are persons here tonight, and you are suffering with a condition. It's known as a broken heart. Amen, my God, something has ripped your tonight. Woo, lift your hands and worship the Lord. Oh, come on, give God a praise in this service tonight. Let me cut this monitor down just a little bit up here. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. I got to reading in the Word of God. Amen, I found a person there. Woo. I found a woman on the way to a graveside. Amen, I said, I found a woman on the way to a graveside. Not only was her only son laying in that coffin, but also her livelihood. There was no social security. There was no welfare. Her son was her only means of support. You want to talk about sad because her son had died. She was also sad because in that coffin, her means of living had went away. But as she followed along behind that coffin, suddenly a man stepped out of the shadows and he stopped that funeral procession. What are you going to do here? Well, I'm going to do a couple things. What do you mean? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to raise this boy up out of his coffin. Well, what else are you going to do? I'm going to heal a mama's broken heart. Come on, help me preach tonight. I want to tell you, my God can fix it. He's a fix-it man. Healing souls and bodies all over the land. May he return to his home on high. Fix me a mansion up in the sky. I want to ask you, do you believe this preacher tonight? I said, do you believe this preacher tonight? That God can fix anything. Heal a broken heart, amen. Woo. Big Gerald Pearson. Amen, a fighting machine up there at Dryden Road area. Old Big Gerald Pearson come there. Amen, and got saved at Brother Benny's church. But he had a problem. He had a broken marriage. I said he had a broken marriage. His wife said, I'll never get back with you. I'll never come back to you again, huh? But amen, I want to tell you what God done. Not only did he save Gerald Pearson, but God put his home back together. Come on, help me now. And you know what? Gerald Pearson's preaching the gospel across the country tonight. And him and his wife been together probably 25 years now. Why? Because God can fix anything. Even a broken heart. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I said, even a broken heart. Oh, let me preach this a little while. The Bible said they run to and fro. And they stagger like a drunken man. And they are at their wits' end. Then they cry to the Lord. And he delivers them. Oh, help me preach, Holy Ghost. I said, then they cry to the Lord. And he delivers them. I want to tell you, your case is not hopeless tonight. Child of God. Amen. One that's struggling. One that's trying to find the light. Amen. Saint of God. Or sinner alike. I'm here to tell you, your case is not hopeless. Brother Ben, I'm sad inside. I feel like everything I know is crumbling apart. I feel like there's some things I just can't get fixed. The devil could come out of fire. The devil's told me to never get back to normal. But I come to preach to somebody in the name of Jesus tonight. I come to tell somebody, I don't care how severe, I don't care how sad, I don't care how desperate, I don't care how lonely, he can still fix anything, even a broken heart tonight. Woo, hallelujah. Hula bahakarata bahata bashandaya. Woo. Years ago, many of you have heard this, and hold your ears if you don't want to hear it again. But years ago, we moved right here to Inwood, West Virginia. And one day I was out riding my little 125 Suzuki four-wheeler. And I rode up the alley and around the corner, and I'll never forget a little white-haired woman rocking on a porch. I stopped to begin to talk to her. Hey, man, I come to know her as Miss Mary. I spent many an hour there. I gained much weight there and rotted my teeth out in her house, eating fried potatoes and candy by the bucketfuls. And popped by the gallons with Sean. She didn't have no kids, and she spoiled me rotten and rotted my teeth out. Hey, man, but I would go up there and see her many times. And Nathan, I remodeled her bathroom. I worked in her house. The first job I ever done for was put boards down in her attic. I'll never forget. She said, I need somebody to put boards down. That little lonely woman was sitting there on that porch with a broken heart. Her twin sister had just passed away a year or so before. She had kept her. She had died of cancer right there, and she had kept her right till she died. Miss Mary was a nurse, so she had kept her sister right there in the bed, and she was so lonely in that big old house. Years went by. We was great friends. One day, I got married, moved away, and so one day, me and my wife, we was out there. I said, let's stop by and see Miss Mary. One of the last times I ever seen her, and I walked in her, and I sat down in her house, and I began to talk to Miss Mary. Why she began to tell me this, I'll never know other than to share it with somebody here tonight. But Miss Mary, I said, Miss Mary, have you always lived in this house? How long have you been here? She said, Brent, my daddy built this house. Amen, 75 years ago. I said, wow, that's something. It's still in good shape. It's still a nice house. Still up there. Hey, she said, my dad. I said, Miss Mary, tell me about it. She said, well, she said, you know, Brent, she said, when I was a little girl, she said, my daddy come down with leukemia. And she said they had they gave him 3 months to 6 months to live. Amen. There was no chemo, radiation back then, nothing. Also, as I said, no welfare, no social security. She said it was a very sad time around our house. I was about 9 years old, had an older brother, I think she said, her twin sister and two younger siblings. One of them just still a baby in her mama's arms. And we had cried, what are we going to do? How are we going to live? They're going to take our home. And she said, I remember a very sad time in our house. And she said, one day, she said, Mom and Dad were sitting on the porch of crying because Dad was so sick and dying. And she said, I walked in the house. And she said, I laid out on the floor. She said, I'd been to Sunday school once or twice in my life, but I didn't know much about it, God. But she said, I laid on that floor, and I said, God, if you're up there, she said, God, my daddy's going to die, and they're going to take my house away. Well, help me, preach, Holy Ghost. They're going to take my house away. I'm going to lose everything. And she said, Brent, she said, all I can tell you is that somebody came floating through the front door. She's sitting there just telling me this story. And she said, somebody floated through the front door. I said, what did he look like, Miss Mary? She said, he was white, dressed in a white robe. She said, it was the whitest robe I've ever seen in my life. She said, he floated over to where I was. And she said, he had eyes like fire. And she said, they looked straight to me, and I trembled and shook. She said, but as he looked at me, she said, he said, Mary. And she said, I feel the Holy Ghost. She said, a peace swept over me, Brent. I wasn't afraid no more. He said, Mary, what do you need? Amen. She said, I told him again, my daddy's a dying. We're going to lose everything we got. We're not going to have nothing to eat. Mama's going to come over here now. Amen. She said, he looked at her. I think maybe he said, Mary, it'll be okay. And he said, he floated back through the door. Well, come over here now. I said, Miss Mary, I see you're still in the house. Tell me what happened. She said, all I know, Brent, is my daddy never did lie and die from leukemia. He lived to raise every last one of us. Paid this house off and died an old man. I'm preaching about a Jesus tonight that can fix anything, even a broken heart. You say, Brother Ben, it can't happen. It's never going to get better. He can't do it. I want to tell you, God, we'll look all the way from the pillars of glory to a little Sunday school girl laying on the floor crying and pray for her vision and touch her daddy. I'm going to tell you, turn your situation around. He can make things better for you. He can fix anything, even a broken heart tonight. Whoa, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let me preach for a few more minutes here. I'll not hold you long tonight. The Bible said he came to a woman at a well. The Bible said there was a woman sitting on a well. Jesus come and said, lady, would you give me a drink? Whew. She said, I have nothing to draw from. The well is deep. He said, woman, if you knew who it was that spoke to you, you'd ask of me and I'd give you living water. Oh, thank God. Are you greater than my forefathers who dug this well? Huh? Woo, come on here now. Oh, you don't even know, but sitting right here on this well, lady, is the Son of God. Amen. The one that's always been and always will be. Woo, come on now. Amen. The Bible said he talked to her. And directly she went running. He said, go tell your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, you're well spoken. You've had 5 husbands. And you're shacked up with number 6. Your life is in a mess. Amen. Great God, you got a broken heart. I'm going to tell you what she's doing. She was looking for somebody to love her. She tried 5 husbands. She never could find true love. I feel like somebody here tonight said, Brother Ben, I just don't think nobody loves me. I don't think nobody cares. I want to tell you about one who cares. And he loves unconditionally. Oh, help me, God. I said, he loves unconditionally tonight. Amen. He can still fix anything. And not only did he touch that woman that day, not only did he give her a well of life inside, but he healed her broken heart. I said, he healed her broken heart. I don't care how many men have broken your heart. I don't care how many women have broken your heart. I don't care how many people have let you down. I don't care if your daddy was the worst pervert that ever lived. I don't care if your mama was the worst woman that ever lived. I don't care if your brothers and sisters hate you. I come to tell you about one tonight. He called out a Sunday. I said, I come to tell somebody about one tonight. the worship, God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Hida mahata mahata mahana makotaya. Brother Ryan, I read about a man who came to Jesus and he cried with tears, the Bible said, Master, I brought my son to thy disciples. They couldn't help him. What's he do, friend? He often does times cast himself into the fire. The demon sees him. He foams and gnashes, and he casts himself in the fire. Can you see two people at this scene? I see a broken boy, scars, burn scars all over him, Brother Shane, as his daddy had grabbed him out of the fire time and time again. I see a boy at this scene, amen, spitting and foaming, because the Bible said when he come to Jesus, he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. He's literally foaming at the mouth and wallowing on the ground. He is scarred. He is burnt. He is a mess. But I see something else. I see a daddy standing there, and he's looking at Jesus with the most pitiful look. That's my boy. Look at my boy. Look at my boy. Oh, my, can you imagine? You think it's sad when your son has a sickness or brother around him, this was a seizure. Although it all is sad, I mean that. So sad, but can you imagine? He's been throwing himself in the fire trying to kill himself. Oh, can you imagine a broken heart this daddy must have had when the Bible said Jesus rebuked that spirit and he done two things right there. He healed a broken boy and he healed a daddy's broken heart. I said he healed a broken boy. I want to tell you, friend, I don't know how it's all going to work out and I don't have all the answers right now, but I believe in God to turn some things around. I said I believe in God to fix some things. Amen, because I know that he's able. I said I know that he's able tonight to turn your situation around in this service. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, amen, they're divorced. They're broke up. They're running wild. When I hear of how far they've gone in sin, the devil says it'll never happen. They'll never come back. She'll never be normal again. It'll never work. But you don't know my Jesus tonight. I said, you don't know my Jesus tonight. Woo, hallelujah. I heard Brother Rich preaching to Brother Williams this year, and I'm not going to hold you much longer. I'm about done. We've had enough church tonight. And I remember Brother William was preaching up there. Brother Rich was preaching to Brother Williams this year. And I've heard him tell a lot of his stories, but I'm going to tell you, he told one, touched my heart. Preaching in Arcadia, California, and I've been there. I've been there, and I've seen it. And he told the story of preaching at that homeless mission. Oh, you say it ain't worth it. It ain't no use. It ain't going to do a thing. It ain't worth it. It's just a waste of time. But as he preached at that homeless mission, and began to work there, one night he said a lot of them guys, they would just come in here because they couldn't eat if they didn't listen to the preacher. He said, well, one night I noticed a man, a dirty bum, who was so attentive to the Word of God. And as he began to listen to the Word of God, Brother Ryan, he come up and said, Brother Richard, there's something different about this man. And when everybody else jumped up and went out and ate, this man kept on praying. After a while, he looked up at Brother Rich. He said, I'm so hungry, I ain't ate in days. Amen. This old bum said, I'm going to miss the meal. Brother Rich said, don't you worry about it, sir. You pray on, I'll take you out and buy you the biggest steak you can get. And when Brother Rich told him out, he went back to praying. This little homeless, hungry man. And he prayed till he got saved. You hear me? I said he prayed till he got saved. Brother Raymond, he got staying around that homeless mission. He got himself cleaned up. He got himself a bath. Brother Rich said, I knew right off there was something different about this man. And Carly, they got to talking to him. Found out that he had owned a large construction company. At one time been a millionaire. And seeing that he got on the alcohol. And it took his home, his marriage, his wife, his job, and everything. But he got to working in that homeless mission. Woo, hallelujah. And one day the man that ran that homeless shelter died. He'd been the man that was the supervisor. And when the board got together, they said, where are we going to find a man with a bird for this shelter? And they all said, we can't think of nobody, none better than that man that got saved at that altar that night. But I want to tell you something, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Way out in Pennsylvania somewhere, from Arcadia, California, they got a man that lost his wife, but she got
got to hear that her husband was saved. He got to hear he was running a homeless shelter and doing good. And she called him up and said, "Hurry, I think it's time we got back together. Come on here now." And I want to tell you, even the man that runs that mission for 20-some years, even in his marriage is back together, and God turned it all around. What are you trying to say? I'm preaching on he can fix anything. I said he can fix anything. Even a broken heart. I said even a broken heart. Somebody praise him right now. Woo! Oh, sweet Lord, I feel him tonight. I don't know if y'all feel a thing out there, but I feel him right here in my soul tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Great God inside. Woo! Sam's got one right now coming to his church named Big Mike. He's tattooed from head to foot. Been in gangs all his life, been in prison all his life. But down there at the shelter. Ooh, I said down there at the shelter. God put it back together. Hallelujah. Amen. He said for the first, I've been through 25 12-step programs or something, and not one of them has ever worked. He said, but when Brother Sam preached the gospel, he said, I've been set free, hallelujah, from the curse of sin. Well, I'm here to tell you it'll work. Amen. Some of you here tonight, Brother Brent, I'm this and I'm that. I tell you what you are. You're suffering with a broken heart. Brother Brent, the reason, I'll tell you why you're doing what you're doing. I'll tell you why you're running from God. Amen. I'm going to tell you exactly why it all goes back to some people that broke your trust. It's some people that broke your heart. Some people that destroyed your life. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I can't undo the past, but I know a man that can heal. Thank God, I said I know a man that can heal tonight. It cannot be done. I said it can. It can't be. I said it can. Can you do it, preacher? No, I can't do it. But I know somebody tonight. I said I know somebody tonight. He can still fix anything, even a broken heart. Amen. Oh, glory. Woo! Amen, old brother. Brother Birdsong, I've told these stories many times. I'm not going to tell them one I always normally tell. Amen. I love that one. Where Brother Birdsong started going down there to the Jesus house. They call it the Jesus house. Amen. Got in there and that woman took a liking to him. Opened the doors up to him, a homeless shelter. Amen. A sinner woman running it, but she wanted preachers in there. She knew that God could help these drug addicts and bums and hobos. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. But Brother Birdsong started going down there and eventually even started running buses and bussing them up to his church. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Well, one night he was there preaching and a man was in a long trench coat and a big scraggy beard. And God did a burden for him. That man said, that man right there, I want you to pray with him. Reach for him. And that man come and prayed that night and he didn't pray a whole awful lot. Didn't get a hold of much. But God laid on Brother Birdsong's heart and said, you go invite him to church in the morning and ask him if he wants to come to Sunday school. So Brother Birdsong went to him. He said, yes, sir, I'd like to come. He said, can I pick you up here? He said, no, sir, I don't live here. I live out such and such a street. And you'll see a trail out through the woods and you'll see my cardboard box out there. So Brother Birdsong went out there in his nice car. And that old boy crawled out of that box that morning. And he come into the church. Hallelujah. He began to come every Sunday. But it seemed like he could not get through. Amen. And one night, God spoke to Sister Tamara Birdsong. Amen. Brother Birdsong's daughter. She's not a Birdsong now. She's a Brock now. That's what she is. She married Jonathan Brock, I believe it was. Amen. But Tamara, amen, who was a Birdsong. Was like 12 years old and she was about like Emily. She was just quiet. She wasn't very outspoken. And that night God spoke to her to go talk to him. But she was so scared she's just trembling. Amen. So God spoke to Brother Birdsong and said, I've told your daughter what to do. Brother Birdsong went over and said, Tamara, obey God, sis. She said, I'm scared, Daddy. He said, go ahead and obey God. He'll give you the strength. And so Tamara went around there and was trembling and shaking all over that little girl, got that bomb and pulled his arms apart as he cried at that altar and could not seem to get deliverance. And she looked it in the eye and she said, Jesus told me to tell you that he loves you and he will save your soul. Well, when she said that old bump crashed over that altar and he began to sob and he went all the way through to salvation. Oh, great God inside. He testified, I felt like God would never save me again. And I told God, if you'll save me, then you tell that little girl to come over here and to tell me you'll save me. Because I know that she's terrified of me. And God spoke to a little
Amen. But that ain't the end of the story, Brother Ryan. That's a good part of it, ain't it? For what was unknown to them at that time, he said, I need a telephone. What's the matter? He said, I was raised in a Pentecostal preacher's home all my life. He said, I ran away from home when I was about 20. And he said, I've been gone ever since. And he said, my mom and dad don't know if I'm dead or alive for 25 years. My mama's not heard my voice. And he picked up the phone and he dialed the number. And a little preacher's wife answered on the other line. And God done two miracles that night. He saved a wretched lost soul. And he healed a mama's broken heart. I said, he healed a mama's broken heart. How many knows he can do it tonight? I'll stand to your feet all over the house. I said, God, I'd like to do a work in here. Whether it's a saint or for the sinner. God says, I want to do a work in this place tonight. I can fix anything, even a broken heart. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. They'll fix it, man. We fix anything. Even broken hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Brett, you got all the answers for me? Nope. Brother Brett, you know how God's going to fix this mess? Nope. Brother Brett, what am I going to do? You're going to bring that heart up here to Jesus. Say, Lord, heal my broken heart. Huh? Brother Brett, my daddy's done me wrong. Bring that broken heart up here to Jesus. Brother Brent, my mama's done me wrong. Bring that broken heart up here to Jesus. Huh? Brother Brent, my wife's done me wrong. Bring that heart up here to Jesus. Brother Brent, my husband's done me wrong. Bring that heart up here to Jesus. Sister Carol, I don't know if you know that song, something called him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. But I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. How many knows he can fix it tonight? What are you saying, Brother Brent? When they come in here and they look the most hopeless and the most helpless, don't put them past the help of Jesus Christ. I said, don't put them past the help of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I told you I got a call from Devin the other day. Almost a year, Brent, I've been saved. Almost a year. Whew. Preached to him, prayed with him, worked for him. Worked with him, pulled for him, everything. 35-year-old backslid holiness preacher's boy. Caught up in the cares of this world. Not an evil man. I don't think he cheated on his wife. He worked a job, provided for his family. Maybe not even a hard drug addict or an alcoholic. I don't know. Just a sinner. But that's when you've been raised in a holiness home. That's a heartbreaker for a preacher and his wife. You raise your kid right. And on Sunday morning at him, he come to church and said, I didn't come to get saved. I didn't think about getting saved. I only come for one reason. And that was to see you, Brent. That's the only reason I came. He said, I didn't plan on praying. I didn't think about praying. I wasn't coming to pray. But when the altar call was given, something got a hold of him. And he stepped out of the aisle and down the altar he came. Prayed at that altar right over here. And after 5 minutes, I thought, maybe this old boy might be serious about this. And after 5, 10 minutes, and 20 minutes, and 30, and then 40, I said, I think this boy's serious about this. And he come back that night, and Monday night, and Tuesday night. Whoo, hallelujah. And he's still serving God tonight. But you know what God done when he saved Devin? Not only did he fix Devin's problem, but he healed a broken heart of a mom and a dad that stood beside him and seen their prayers get answered. It's not hopeless, Brother Ryan. Sean, it's not hopeless, son. Just around, it's not hopeless. Hallelujah. Lisa, it's not hopeless tonight. He can fix anything. Even broken hearts. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Sister Carrie, he can fix anything. 1 week from now, all these things that you've been worried about, it's been breaking your heart. It can be turned inside out and upside down. And God have this thing pointing in a new direction for you. Oh, it ain't going to happen. I can't say it will. I'm not God. But I'm going to tell you it can. Woo! Said he'd be a father to the fatherless, mother to the motherless, friend to the friendless, All food for the hungry. Huh? Come on here. He's my Jesus tonight. Stood up to read. You know what? We preach a hard Jesus. We preach about a Jesus who doesn't tolerate sin, and that's what He is. The Bible said He was a tender shepherd. I read to you tonight, He said a smoking flax He wouldn't quench. A bruised reed He wouldn't break. And when men come to Him broken, and the fires of this world have burnt them to a cinder, He doesn't snuff them out. A smoking flax He will not quench. He's tender. He's gentle tonight. When it comes to the lost, when it comes to the hurting, when it comes to the broken. With every head bowed and every eye closed, we're going to give one more altar call. We've had some pray already. We prayed this morning. But I wonder if there'd be one that'd come out of this seat right now. Saint, sinner alike, it doesn't matter to me. As we begin to sing this song, I wonder tonight if somebody step out and say, Brother Brent, I want Him to heal my broken heart. I want Him to heal my broken heart tonight. You ain't got to tell everybody about it. Let Him do a work for you at this altar. As we sing tonight, if there's one that wants to come, come down and see the fix-it man at this altar tonight. Oh, some call Him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call Him Jesus, for He's my dearest friend. Come on, friend. When you think no one can help you, your life is out of hand. I know a man who can. Some call Him
Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh. I call Him Jesus. He's my dearest friend.
I've now got to tell me to preach tonight on this little bit.
If you feel no
one. Oh, y'all believe me tonight when I tell you God spoke to my heart and He wanted to heal somebody's heart.